The members of the Bear family usually had fun together. They had fun going places together. They had fun doing things together. They had fun just sitting around doing nothing together. But lately, they didn't seem to be having much fun. Somehow, fun had given way to fussing, feuding, and squabbling. Words like please and thank you were giving way to words like oh yeah, gee whiz, and phooey. Welcome back to Deep in Bear Country, a Berenstain Bearcast. I'm your host, Phil Gonzalez, and this week, we're going to take a look at two words, two little words, two wonderful words. Actually, it's two phrases. It's three words, two phrases, unless you hyphenate the second one. We're talking about please and thank you. That's right. We are discussing the Berenstain Bears Say Please and Thank You from 1997. This is a family time book, which includes the Berenstain Bears Hold Hands at the Giant Mall and the Berenstain Bears On the Road, a couple of other books. This was a short-lived Berenstain Bears series from the late 90s. They are storybooks. They're a little more complex in ways than the Cub Club books. They've got a little more complex narration. They've got some nice illustrations, but they're not quite as complex as the 8x8 first-time books and whatever came later, the first-time equivalent books. So they kind of sit in this weird little place. They're an odd size. They're an odd shape. I'm not sure what the Berensteins were going for with this, if this was tied up in some kind of, like, contract they were signed to. I'm not even sure what Family Time Books really is, but they present with some interesting ideas. And so this is the Berenstain Bears Say Please and Thank You. Now, I know what you're saying or thinking. You're probably not saying anything. You're probably just listening to this. But I know what you're thinking. I know exactly what you're thinking. You're thinking to yourself, now, Phil, in the last few episodes, whenever you've done one of these by yourself, you've presented some sort of research you've done, some sort of peek into the creation of the notion of the idea of the theme of the book. When you talked about exploring a dark cave, you looked into the history of caving. When you talked about other things, you looked at, I know. I've done it. But what are you going to do, man? You're going to look into the history of please and thank you? The concepts of thanking someone? The words please and thank you? How are you going to pick that apart? How are you going to get into that? Well, yes, I am. Just a little bit, so don't worry. Don't, like, walk out of the room. But please and thank you, and the point of this book, in general, are the weird social transaction that we make when we say please and when we respond with thank you. And then, of course, when we respond to that with you're welcome, or no problem, or forget about it, or don't worry, or no worries, whatever you say in response to thank you, or thanks, or por favor instead of please. There's many different ways we can engage in this social interaction, and people have some very strong opinions about this social interaction, this social transaction, but as we're going to find out, it all stems from the same place. Now, what happens in the book is that the cubs and mama and papa have forgotten to use polite words. They've stopped saying please. They've stopped saying thank you. They've stopped saying I'm sorry. They've stopped saying excuse me. And and it's led to this grief, this unending grief in their house. Toys get thrown. Feelings get hurt. Words get yelled. It upsets the very wildlife outside of the treehouse. Just like we saw last time, I believe it was, in the Berenstain Bears bedtime battle. Things get so heated at the bear's house that the animals outside stop what they're doing and listen. In fact, the squirrels and the frogs and the birds are upset by what's going on in this house. The squabbling is so loud, the bears aren't able to enjoy spending time together. They can't enjoy going places together. They can't enjoy doing things together. They can't even enjoy sitting around not doing anything together because things have become incredibly heated. And the narrator, the storyteller of this particular book, believes that all their troubles come back to forgetting to say please, forgetting to say thank you, forgetting to say you're welcome, forgetting to say excuse me, forgetting to say I'm sorry. All these little basic words that we're supposed to learn as children as part of some weird, some sort of form of weird social currency. And that the idea is that if they begin saying these words again, they will no longer have this kind of emotional strife. Who puts it to the test? Well, somehow word gets around to Grizzly Gran. She shows up at their house with a sign, actually a sampler. She's sewn. Giant sign for them to hang in their house. All it says is manners matter. Manners matter. We've seen this in action before. In the Berenstain Bears Forget Their Manners, we saw that brother and sister bear had become kind of pushy and unpleasant because they had forgotten their manners. They had forgotten to be kind to one another. They had forgotten to treat each other with the respect that the other deserves. And so Mama and Papa put into play this sort of manners chart thing, and brother and sister decide to go overboard and annoy everyone with how polite they can be. And instead, what they do is they force themselves to be so polite, they eventually just become polite. They become used to engaging in this interaction with each other. And at the end of the story, they are polite, and things have calmed down a lot in the house. And that is essentially what Grizzly Gran does. She brings this sampler that says manners matter, and it sort of kicks the bears in the behinds, as it makes them realize that not only have they forgotten their manners, they've forgotten their manners to such an extreme that the wildlife has noticed and that word has gotten around town, and now Grizzly Gran is there to shape everybody up. And she does. And so the cubs begin demonstrating to one another through their actions, through their words, kindness and manners and politeness. So Grizzly Gran shows up with the sampler and Papa says, thank you. Sister says, please sit down, Gran. Mama says, sorry about not coming to the door more. So Grizzly Gran had to knock and ring the doorbell and yell for people to come to the door because they were so busy arguing. Sorry for not coming to the door more quickly. Mama says, excuse me while I make a pot of tea. And that's it. And then it's like, you know, the bears didn't become this perfect family all of a sudden, but they were able to start enjoying each other's company more simply by saying please and thank you and engaging in the ages-old formality of, well, we'll get to it. And then at the end of the book, that's the end of the book. Now, one of the funny little pop cultural things they mention is that at the beginning, they say they were so unpleasant to be around that if you had a TV show about the bear family, it should be called Family Feud, not Family Fun, which is weird because there is no TV show called Family Fun. There is a TV show called Family Feud, but it's not about rude families. It's a game show where families like compete against other families. They're not feuding within the family. They are feuding with another family. So it should be actually Families Feud, now that I think about it, or like Interfamily feud, or an interfamily feud, something like that. Shouldn't be just family feud. Families feuding. Should be called families feuding, or like a feud between the families. Because family feud makes you think like this is a feud that one family. In any case, there is no such thing as a show called Family Fun. But the book ends by saying that now, if there was a show about the Berenstain Bear family, it should be called Family Fun, not Family Feud. I disagree. I think the show would probably be called The Berenstain Bears, because there have been two shows about them, and that's what it's called. But, however, that's kind of the story that we're presented. We're shown the Berenstain Bears family fell into turmoil, fell into disarray, it fell into, let's say, disequilibrium. Because they forgot to say please and thank you, they forgot to say I'm sorry, they forgot to say excuse me, they forgot to say you're welcome, all the polite phrases we are used to learning when we are small children that get hammered into us by authority figures. So the question is, why would a family fall into disarray? Why do these formalities even exist? What do they do? What is this social contract we've signed that says that please and thank you are important words, that says that this is a thing that we should be focused on in our lives? Now, the last time I talked about social contracts, it's been a while. I believe it was in one of the Halloween books. Halloween is one of the biggest social contracts that we just sort of like accept and just sort of let go. Like, it's just a thing that we're like, yep, Halloween exists. Halloween is a social contract in that it's the one night a year in which we accept the fact that young people will be running about our neighborhoods, frequently unaccompanied, approaching the doors of strangers, and that the strangers will in turn supply them with treats. And that this is and I'm not saying this in some kind of snarky way. I don't intend for this to be like, what's going on with this crazy world? We expect kids to come and beg for food. No, I also discussed in one of our Christmas books that we have this established, you know, it's the caroling tradition, the wassailing tradition, the trick-or-treating tradition. They're all tied in. Don't forget. Go back to my holiday episodes. You'll discover that all those traditions, they meet and they depart and they meet again throughout history. And these ever crisscrossing traditions that span the world, actually. But they are a social contract. Not only in the sense that it's an exchange, but it's a safe exchange. We have agreed that no harm will come to anyone, you know, anyone committed to the spirit of this agreement. And if anyone does get harmed, it is considered a gross violation of the trust that we've established in this social exchange. I bring this up because social exchanges and social contracts and social transactions are important to the functioning of social life. And as the meme says, we live in a society. And part of that society is these unspoken rules that are very much spoken when we are children. But why please and thank you? Why are those so important? Where do they even come from? Well, fortunately, someone's done the work for me. There's a book called Debt, The First 5,000 Years by David Graeber. And when you look up the history of please and thank you, debt is frequently alluded to because David Graeber did the basic footwork to discover sort of where this transaction comes from. And it is a transaction. That is why it is in a book about debt, our concept of debt, our concept of borrowing and owing, our concept of asking for something and being in a position of paying that person back. And that is where please and thank you actually come from, not only socially, but linguistically. Please, the very word please is a shortening in English. It's a shortening of if you please, or if it pleases you to X, Y, or Z, which is a way of saying, look, you don't have to do this. You do not have to do what I'm about to command you to do. But it'd be really cool if you could. So you don't have to do it, but please, if it pleases you to do this. Now, what's interesting is that by doing this, by saying this, you are putting yourself in a position of debt. You are saying, here is something that you are not obligated to do. I am going to issue a form of command to you. Please hand me that piece of paper. Hand me that piece of paper is a command. So you soften it by saying please. You say, hand me that piece of paper. You don't have to do it. You do not have to do it. But I am saying, if it pleases you to do this, hand me that piece of paper. The person hands you the piece of paper. And you say, thank you. Now, what is thank you even about? What is up with thank you? Well, thank you. This is a really complex one. So the word thank derives from the Latin word for think. Because at the bottom of it all, thank you is a way of saying, or the original phrase that thank you is derived from, is a way of saying, I'm going to remember this. I'm going to think of what you've done for me. I'm going to think of you. And that is part of my debt to you being repaid. But it's also a way of saying, I'm throwing myself at your mercy now. In this exchange, you've done something for me. Now I am at your mercy. In fact, in French, they say mercy. They say merci. It's a weird exchange, but that's what it means. You're welcome. The response to that is a way of saying, you are welcome to what I have done for you. But also, you are welcome to that. And now you are absolved of your debt. See also de nada. It's nothing. This, what I have done is nothing. And it's not that is not a way of saying what I've done has no meaning. What it's actually saying linguistically, historically, because these words, these phrases are actually derived from the beginnings of monetary society, almost a capitalistic society, because they are derived from the exchange of goods, I guess I'll say. Like, that's literally where they began. What it's saying is, not like, ah, forget about it. What it's saying is, I have done something for you without expecting a payment from this moment forward. You have asked me to do something if it so pleases me. And then you have said, I am now in your debt. My response to that is, you are no longer in my debt, because what I have done for you is not, and this is from the book, and I like this phrasing. No, actually, it's a credit, not a debit. You did me a favor in asking me to X, Y, or Z. You gave me the opportunity to do something that I found rewarding in itself. So it's this weird social exchange. It's, I need you to do something for me. If it pleases you, do it for me. The person does it. You say, I am now in your debt. To which the person responds with a phrase that shortened means, what I have done gave me pleasure. That is the repayment that you have given me. You have given me the pleasure of doing something for you. We are no longer, this is no longer a business transaction. All transactions are done. And I know this seems nitpicky, and I know that this seems weird and like over analytical, but that is the basis of a comfortable society. That is one of the fundamental aspects of living in a community that gets along. People saying, I need something done at your pleasure. Could you do this for me? And the other person doing it and then absolving those people of a feeling of obligation. That's an equal exchange. That's how things chug along. Not holding things over people. Not expecting a constant give and take of goods or services. Not saying, I did something nice for you, now you owe me for that. No, it's just this simple exchange of understanding. And that is what please and thank you mean. It's not actually just being polite. It's fulfilling a social contract. This brings up one of my biggest pet peeves, which is people getting annoyed when you respond to thank you with no problem or no worries or forget about it, because you know what? That means you're welcome. It's the same thing as you're welcome. It's the exact same meaning. If someone says no problem, what they are saying is you are no longer in debt to me. You are never in debt to me, because what I have done for you does not require any form of payment. Doing it was the payment in and of itself. That is a social contract. So the Berenstain Bears say please and thank you. At its basis, it would appear to be a story about a family not being polite to one another. Heck, as Grizzly Grant says, not minding their manners. However, it's more than that. It is a family who has broken down at the most fundamental level. It is a family who has forgotten that altruism is better than indebtedness, that doing something for the pleasure of doing something for someone else is a greater contribution to a healthy society than a constant exchange of favors and goods. And once they remember that, once they remember that the pleasure of being altruistic, the pleasure of being kind, the pleasure of being accepting, the pleasure of another person's company is the greatest gift of all, they begin healing themselves as a family. They become more pleasant. And it took the members of their community, the birds and the squirrels and the frogs and Grizzly Grant herself, took members of the community to set them on the right path. That is what members of the community, that's what members of a community are good at doing. And when they are doing it well, things get right on track. It's not chiding. It's not someone coming in and yelling at them or saying, you broke the rules. It's simply someone coming in and saying, you're forgetting the social contract. You're forgetting the basis of humans getting along. Just let's pick back up. No need to prostrate yourself. You're not in debt, because this is not about that. This is about me helping you get set on the right path. And the Bears get set on the right path. The end. Like, that's the story. And it says, like, they don't become a perfect family. This doesn't happen overnight. You have to practice it. I myself personally, a little Phil personal stuff, I get corrected a lot for not saying thank you. Because as we know, social contracts are uncomfortable sometimes. They feel artificial, and there are times when I forget to say thank you. There are times when I forget to acknowledge a nice thing that my partner has done. There is a time when I forget to offer that end of the contract. I always intend to work on it. It slips my mind. So I would like to say to anyone who I have not said thank you to recently, thank you for everything you've done. I am sorry for not apologizing sooner. Please accept my apology. And you're welcome to my goodness. So that's it. That's the Berenstain Bears Say Please and Thank You. It is long out of print. You can find it used. It's from 1997. It's hard to get your hands on. Do I suggest picking it up? You know what? I kind of like this book. You get to see people griping. You get to see the family kind of angry at each other. You get to see Grizzly Grant stride in with her giant sampler hanging on their wall. I don't know if this is actually illustrated by the Berenstains. It's a little stiff, but it's got some nice spreads. It's got a really nice picture of the treehouse. It's got your squirrels and your bunnies and your frogs outside, like holding their ears as the family erupts. And I appreciate any book in which the family is actually less than polite to each other, because they are a functional family. But even functional families get mad. Even functional families forget their manners. Even functional families can break down every once in a while. So if you have a chance to pick it up for a couple, and it's out there for like, you can buy this one for a couple of bucks used. The Berenstain Bears Say Please and Thank You. Now, this is not to be confused with the Berenstain Bears Say Please and Thank You from 2011. That is a completely different book. I was actually going to cover it tonight to compare and contrast the two until I picked up a copy and found out that it is not even the same book. It's like a series of like five or six short stories that each demonstrate a different polite phrase. So I'll be returning to that one very soon because it's a much later book. It's Mike and Jan, and I really actually enjoy it. And it's got some honey stuff in it that I actually really like. So there's something for you to chew on for the next few weeks until I get to it. Maybe I'll get to it next week. I don't know. But now it's time for me to say a big thank you to my Patreon subscribers. Thank you, Patreon subscribers. You've got a special episode coming out this week about the Berenstain Bears Say Please and Thank You animated episode. So thank you for being a Patreon subscriber. If you are, not, please visit patreon.com/deepinbearcountry and consider becoming a subscriber. I would thank you muchly for doing that. Even $1 a month. Thank you so much for being subscribers. Thank you so much for being listeners. I got a new listener on the Facebook page. Just discovered the show, and I was head over heels to have a new listener. So thank you all. Thank you all so much. Thank you all for subscribing. You can find me on Twitter at BStainBearcast. You can find me at BerenstainBearcast.wordpress.com. You want to listen to my old episodes, they're on there. And again, thank you so much for listening, and I will see you all next time deep in Bear Country.